Hey, welcome back. Sorry about that. We got cut off. We were talking about Darren Young, and you guys were talking about how you were going to TV for, you know, 5 years previous to that, and it wasn't until he went down to Tampa to get a tryout down there that they really took to him and signed him. So just get back into your train of thought that you were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where I got called, but for the most part, I mean, Fred has always been, you know, he is my great friend, and that's not why I'm saying this. I mean, Fred is awesome. He's big. He's strong. Everything he does in the ring looks great. I mean, he has an awesome look. He's fit. You know, he's always been awesome. So basically, if he didn't go down to Tampa and pay that $1,000 and do that tryout, right now he'd still be on the indies, you know, sitting here with all of us, and WWE would have overlooked him because they, all the years that he went to TV, they never really opened their eyes to pay attention to him. And I'm not saying, you know, anyone's fault or anything. I'm just saying that it's just they're so busy they don't really have time to look at the extras, and it's just a shame that it works out that way.
Sure. Are you surprised by the pretty much overnight success he's had in the last month or two?
I mean, I'm really not. I mean, I know for a fact that when he got there and they actually paid attention to him, they said, fuck. I mean, this guy's better than half our roster. This guy's clearly, I'm sure, the best guy in developmental as far as ring. He's just, you know, he's got the size. He's got the look. He could talk well now. It's just, why wouldn't he be in that position?
Yeah. You know? For someone like you, like you said, it's one of your best friends, and, you know, you guys came up together. Now, you see one of your best friends now, you know, closing rollout, doing an angle with John Cena just this past Monday. What's it like for you, eh? I mean, obviously you're happy for him because, you know, he's one of your closest friends. But do you ever say, like, you know what, man, I mean, that should be me. I'm just as good as he is. I mean, what goes through your head when you see something like that? Because, you're obviously dedicating yourself to this profession just as much as he was. What's it like for you to see something like that?
I mean, you know, years ago when I would see guys get signed that, and Fred does deserve it, when I would see guys get signed that I kind of thought in my head would never get signed, or that, you know, I felt didn't really deserve to be there, I used to kind of get upset. But now I'm really at the point where I've realized it's just there's no rhyme or reason for anything that happens with the WWE or really with any wrestling company. You know, it's a lot of who you know, right place, right time, luck, and things like that. And all I can really do is, unlike a lot of other guys do, I'm never going to give up and just stay in the gym and stay tan and keep getting new tights and keep working on my character and adding new things to it and sending tapes. And just kind of stay on the top of my game and hope that something happens. Because, like you said, Darren Young, things happen overnight. So you never know when, you just never know when it's going to happen. I mean, I'm happy for him, but I'm not bitter anymore. It just kind of gives me hope. It says, well, if it could happen to him, it could happen to me. And, you know, I'm 26 years old. I still got plenty of good years left that it could happen.
See, I was hoping that was going to be a response. Obviously, you have a great outlook on the professional wrestling industry. And, that's the show right there that you said. It gives you hope that one of your friends has gone and made it. So I think that's a really good outlook to have on it. A lot of these guys today, you know, they get so bitter when someone...
That's what it is.
You know, a lot of people get bitter when stuff like this happens, and, you know, they say to themselves, well, I'm just as good as this guy. Why is he there and I'm not? But
because he got lucky and they didn't. That's the thing. Too many people get bitter and give up, and that's going to do nothing. It's just you got to take wrestling for what it is. It's a show, and anyone can get in a show anyway. I mean, it's just, you know, there's no statistics or anything. There's no rhyme or reason for why stuff happens. You can't give up.
Sure. So that's a really good outlook to have, and like I said earlier at the beginning of the segment, I definitely think that you're one of the best up-and-coming independent wrestlers, not only in New Jersey or Connecticut or New York where you perform, but in the entire world. And I'm actually going to post a picture of you on the main page of Who's Slamming Who, so when they're reading they're listening to your audio, they can see, get a visual of what you look like. He definitely has the look, definitely has the work, and I would definitely, I'll go on record right now saying I would definitely be surprised, very surprised actually, if you're not signed by WWE one day, because if that doesn't happen, in my opinion, I think that they definitely missed the boat big time. But if I was a betting man, I would definitely say there's no question that you'll be in the WWE one day.
I appreciate that, man. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Just keep that attitude. I think it's a great attitude to have. And Rob will be wrestling in the main event this coming Sunday at the ISPW Brawl at the Claws It's going to be a charity professional wrestling event slash baseball game at the First Energy Park. It is in Lakewood, New Jersey, the Lakewood Blue Claws. It's the minor league team for the Philadelphia Phillies. We're doing a double header down there this Sunday. 1 o'clock p.m. will be the wrestling show, followed by the baseball game later that evening. And tickets are $20 each, which includes admission to both the wrestling show and the game later that evening. All proceeds will go to the Blue Claw charity, so it's a good cause. 100% of the money coming in is going to go to charity, and Rob will be in the main event that afternoon defending the ISPW Tri-State Championship against former ISPW World Heavyweight Champion Judas Young. Talking about different independent guys, here's someone, in my opinion, that I think is outstanding. I think he has a lot to offer, and obviously he hasn't been signed or anything like that. Is he one of the guys that stand out to you as someone that you're surprised that hasn't made it yet?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. He's a guy that has a character. He could talk. He could wrestle. He is fit. He's got tights. He's got boots. You know, he understands wrestling psychology. He's now that, you know, well, he's even bigger than me, but now that smaller guys are in, he's definitely got the size. So, you know, there's really – there's no negatives to him. He has everything that you need to have to make it to the next level, but, you know, that's the way it is. Again, it's just – there's no rhyme or reason for why a guy like him never would have got a shot.
Yeah. Anyone out there that lives in the Tri-State area or near New Jersey that wants to get the opportunity to see Rob Echoes live and in person – it's going to be a good cause this Sunday afternoon. Again, I said at First Energy Park in Lakewood, New Jersey. Rob will be in the main event defending the ISPW Tri-State title against Judas Young. For further information on that show, you can head over to blueclaws.com. Again, that's blueclaws, B-L-U-E-C-L-A-W-S, blueclaws.com, and see Rob live and in person. And I guess for the final thing, obviously we already know what that is, but I'll answer it anyway. I'm going to ask you anyway. What's your future goals in professional wrestling?
My future goals in professional wrestling are to professional wrestle for a living. Whether that is doing some kind of drastic change happening to indie wrestling and there being more money involved where you can live off of indie wrestling, or whether it's a TNA, WWE overseas. Basically, I want to wrestle for a living. I want this to, you know, I want it to be my 24/7 job. I don't want to do anything else.
And if you're looking in a crystal ball right now, where do you see Rob Echoes, say, 5 years from today?
If I was looking at a crystal ball of Rob Echoes 5 years from today, that crystal ball is showing me performing regularly in front of large crowds for World Wrestling Entertainment. That's what I'm seeing.
Rob, I actually see the exact same thing. However, I think it's actually before 5 years from now. Like I said, I think that you're a can't-miss product. I'm not just saying it either because you're my friend. I'm saying it because I really do believe that. And like I said, if anyone that lives in the New Jersey area hasn't got a chance to see Rob yet, come check him out this Sunday and see for yourself. And I'm sure you can find videos of him on different various independent wrestling DVDs and what have you. And like I said, I think that you're someone that if you were to call me later today and say, this would be so funny, Tommy, we just did the interview, and then after that WWE called me up and they signed me, I wouldn't be surprised. I think your time is definitely coming, and like I said, I think WWE is missing the ball if something doesn't pan out for you in the near future, not in the distant future. So I want to thank you very much for coming on here and letting everyone know a little bit more about the Platinum Papa, Rob Echoes. And, Rob, any way anyone out there can get a hold of you if they want to give you feedback from this segment? A lot of times our listeners like to write in and give feedback on the show or anything like
that. Yeah, 100%. Well, I have my website. I just have a MySpace account with all pictures of me and info about me and everything. It's www.myspace.com/PlatinumPapaRobEchoes.
Platinum Papa and, Rob Echoes. And you can Google how to spell platinum if you don't know how to either, by the way.
Yeah. And Papa. P-O-P-P-A, not P-A-P-A. Not like Papa. It's like Papa.
Papa. All right. Well, again, like I said, I think everyone out there listening this week to Who Slammin' Who has just heard an interview from someone that I think will be making a name for himself in the next couple of years here in professional wrestling, if not sooner, I might add. So, Rob, best of luck to you and your future in the professional wrestling business. But I have a hunch it's going to be sunny skies ahead for you, buddy.
I hope, man. Thanks a lot, bro. I appreciate it.
All right, Rob. We'll see you this Sunday in Lakewood, New Jersey. All right, man?
All right. Looking forward to it. Take it easy.
Take care.